Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider resistance to the Nazi regime between 1933 and 39, focusing on some different examples of groups that opposed Nazism. Whilst most Germans did not engage in active opposition to Nazism, whether this was due to fear or a genuine support for the regime, some did take action. In addition to some people in the army and churches, this included people in youth groups, political opponents, the judiciary, and also workers as well. One of the most prominent anti-Nazi youth groups was the White Rose Group. Students from Munich University, including the brother and sister Hans and Sophie Scholl, distributed anti-Nazi leaflets and supported non-violent resistance. The Scholls were killed in 1943. The Edelweiss Pirates were another youth group. They refused to join the Hitler Youth or the army, and there were various such groups across Germany, although they were generally poorly organised. In 1944, many of these leaders, including 16-year-old Bartel Schenk, were hanged. The Red Orchestra was another group that opposed Nazism. They gave information to the USSR and engaged in activities such as vandalism and strikes. And the Swing Kids were a group of middle-class young people who opposed the regime by listening to banned American music such as jazz. All non-Nazi political parties were banned in Germany after July 1933. However, some people who had been members of these still secretly worked against Hitler. The Social Democrats set up a group in exile called SOPAD, and this was based in Prague. They tried to organise underground groups in Germany involved in activities such as distributing anti-Nazi leaflets and propaganda. The Communist Party also continued to work against the Nazis. This included acts of sabotage, or often espionage, in giving information to the Soviet Union. They also distributed various anti-Nazi materials. Many members were ultimately arrested and either killed or sent to concentration camps. Lawyers in Germany belonged to the German Lawyers Front. Judges were also influenced by the Nazis. Some judges rebelled by refusing to give the verdicts that the Nazis wanted. However, they were often simply removed from their position or bypassed with the setting up of the People's Court that would pass the decisions that the Nazis wanted to see. Most members of the German working class had not actively voted for the Nazis. Industrial workers were opposed to Nazism in different ways, and this was sometimes linked to the activities of the Communist Party. Workers engaged in strikes and go-slows in armament factories, and they also took part in protests over food prices in 1935. Strikes which were economic in demand were often tolerated by the regime, but this became much less true after the Second World War started. Other workers, including the Mannheim Group, distributed anti-Nazi newspapers, and the Anti-Fascist Workers Group of Central Germany engaged in acts of sabotage. One of the most famous examples of resistance was from a man called August Landmesser. He was famously photographed at an event in the workplace, being the only person not to give the Nazi salute. Landmesser had been a Nazi, but left after he married a Jew. When he refused to give the salute at his workplace in 1936, he was eventually arrested and he died whilst working in a penal battalion in World War II. Worker resistance to the Nazis was often very unorganised. There were sporadic strikes across Germany, but there was generally no central coordination of these. The reasons for rebellion also varied. While some workers were genuinely opposed to Nazism, others were simply involved in protests about their workplace or their general economic conditions.